91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Kayla Haggett. The Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board has a new chair as of last night. QNET News reporter James Gaughan has more.
Last night, the school board unanimously voted to elect trustee Lucille Kyle to become its new chair. She says that she's looking forward to leading the board for the next year.
I've definitely had it in the back of my head, and in the past 6 years, I've really worked hard at being involved in as much as I could to get to this place.
Mandy Savory-Whiteway, who is the director of education for the board, says Kyle has the necessary knowledge for the job.
Trustee Kyle has had tremendous experience over the last few years in the work she's done, and she also has been vice chair of the board.
Kyle's election comes at a time when the board is looking into closing 11 schools and merging 9 others. She says she will be listening to the public's concerns on this issue.
It's going to be hard, and we are going to listen to community and other partners as to what they think is best.
Kyle says that she is looking forward to hearing from the public in the coming months. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinte West City Council voted last night to reject the use of a ranked ballot system for the 2018 municipal election. Instead, the municipality said it would keep the first-past-the-post system it already has in place, which would mean a candidate would have to get the most votes rather than a ranked ballot where a candidate is chosen by order of preference. Councillor Don Kuhn said as a voter in Ontario, he prefers the first-past-the-post and to keep the voting process as simple as possible.
We do have several wards, and some wards have more seats than other wards. So in some respects, maybe it would make the system simpler for one ward, but not necessarily for others. And so we have to think in terms of the whole entire city and what's fair for the whole city. So the first past the post system works for me.
The choice to go to a ranked ballot was given to municipalities by the Ontario government through the recently updated Municipal Elections Act. The National Air Force Museum of Canada will begin charging entrance fees next February. This is the first time entrance fees will be in place at the museum on CFB Trenton since it opened in 1984. Previously, admission was based on donations. Fees will be $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and students, $5 for children, and $25 for families of up to 5 people. The proceeds will support the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force in 2024. It was an emotional scene in Gatineau, Quebec, as tragically hit frontman Gord Downie was honored at the Assembly of First Nations meeting today. He was recognized for his work to highlight the tragedy of residential schools. Downie, who is battling terminal brain cancer, says soon Canada will mark its 150th birthday.
It'll take 150 years or 7 generations to heal the wound of the residential school, to become a country and truly call ourselves Canada.
Downie wept as he was given an eagle feather and an Aboriginal name, man who walks amongst the stars. Standing Rock Sioux Chairman Dave Archambault is renewing a call for Dakota Access Oil Pipeline opponents to leave a camp in southern North Dakota. A blizzard hitting the region has brought snow, wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour, and wind chills as low as minus 15 degrees. Archambault says there's no reason for the people in the camp to put their lives at risk, and he says emergency shelters on the nearby reservation are all full. Some people at the camp spent the night at shelters that Morton County set up in Flasher and Mandan. Others stayed at a casino about 4 miles from the camp. Pipeline opponents have vowed to maintain the camp through winter. They believe the pipeline threatens their drinking water and cultural sites. Manitoba Premier Brian Pallister wants the federal government to postpone legislation to legalize marijuana. The federal Liberals have promised the law in the spring, but Pallister says he and some other premiers have concerns that there are still many details to work out.
Colorado, for example, could serve in a sense as instructive study of some of the issues around food-related products, the distribution, the production, the content rules, access points, age of access.
The Tory premier also says there needs to be a large public awareness campaign about the dangers of driving while high. The issue is expected to be discussed at a First Minister's meeting on Friday in Ottawa. The typical Canadian family can expect to spend up to $425 more on groceries and dining out next year. That's according to a study out of Dalhousie University in Halifax. Food prices overall are expected to rise between 3 and 5%, with pork and poultry, vegetables, fish, and other seafood leading the list. Fruit and nut prices are anticipated to go up between 3 and 5%, while the costs of dairy, eggs, bakery goods, and cereals are forecast to increase by up to 2%. Canada's privacy watchdogs say that CSIS should destroy the data trails of innocent people collected during terrorism investigations once they've been cleared of suspicion. The message from privacy commissioners across the country comes after a federal court judge ruled CSIS violated the law by keeping potentially revealing electronic data over a 10-year period about people who were not targets of investigation. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Belleville. It's revitalized, decorated, and ready for Christmas. Come to your new downtown Belleville and enjoy free parking all holiday season long. Shop the many stores and boutiques where you're sure to find a unique gift for that hard-to-buy poor person on your Christmas list. Dine at some of the best restaurants in town. Be entertained at a variety of venues. Your downtown has it all. Come and experience your new downtown today. And from all the merchants of downtown Belleville, have a wonderful Christmas and happiest of New Year's.
In sports, Seattle Seahawks safety Earl Thomas will miss the rest of the regular season and the NFL playoffs. Thomas broke his left tibia during last night's game against the Carolina Panthers. He was injured in a second quarter collision with teammate Cam Chancellor going in for an interception. Thomas played 106 straight games before missing last week's game against Tampa Bay due to a hamstring injury. A group of former professional football and hockey players say there is a desperate need for a national standard to diagnose and treat concussions in sports. Former NHL league player Eric Lindros says one blanket protocol would be the best way to simplify and standardize the approach to concussions. He says there are going to be varying opinions because it's medicine, but for the most part, everyone can agree on what should be done and how to go about it.
Accidents are going to happen. Concussions are going to happen. A concussion should not be an excuse to sit on the couch. Listen, they've been going on for years. We're talking about them a little bit more now than we used to because we're seeing some of the effects. But things do need to improve, but this is what we're here for and we will improve them.
The message to those at the concussion conference in Ottawa is a call for social changes to help coaches better identify concussions and push athletes to take head injuries more seriously. Montreal will be without its leading scorer tonight when the Habs face the Blues in St. Louis. Forward Alex Galchenyuk is out indefinitely with a lower body injury after being hurt in Sunday's win against the Kings. The Canadiens say he underwent testing yesterday in St. Louis and will be further evaluated by team doctors in Montreal tomorrow. Saskatchewan Rough Riders defensive lineman Eric Norwood has announced his retirement from the Canadian Football League. The 28-year-old spent three seasons with the Hamilton Tiger Cats before signing with Saskatchewan last May. He was named an East Division All-Star in 2014. The Toronto Maple Leafs have signed goaltender Kari Ramo to a professional tryout contract. Ramo has been cleared to medically return from a left knee injury and will play later this week for the Toronto Marlies. Meanwhile, goalie Jonas Enroth has cleared waivers and will report to the Marlies after a lackluster tenure as Frederik Andersen's backup. In the NHL, the Red Wings and the Jets face off tonight. The Oilers are taking on the Sabres, the Canucks take on the Devils, and the Canadiens take on the Blues. Some of tonight's NBA games include the Magic versus the Wizards, the Knicks versus the Heat, and the 76ers against the Grizzlies. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's 3 degrees and cloudy, dropping down to 1 degree tonight with periods of rain. Tomorrow it's going to be mainly cloudy with a high of 2, dropping down to minus 1 overnight. At 4:09, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kayla Haggett. News on 91X next at 5.